Blog Talk Radio. Now that I've got that out of my system, Okay, today on Tales Corner, we will discuss the latest in MLB. And, hey, I'm trying to say it is Judgment Day. Do you hear me? Because Aaron Judge ain't playing with people, Slim. He breaking records, yeah. putting his name in the history book and doing the dang on thing. He's keeping the Yankees up top by himself. We'll get into that. We're going to get into the walk-off with the Yankees. That wasn't Aaron Judge. That was Carlos Stanton. But we're going to discuss that. We're going to go into boxing, y'all. You know, we've been talking about Deron Williams and his fight versus Elijah Pierce. Well, today we're going to go over the tale of the tape on Pierce. We're going Pierce. Let me say that name correct. We're going to talk about his dimensions and his losses and wins and everything that Dern will be facing in that ring. October 15th, right? October 15th.
Yeah.
Right, Priest? Yes, sir. Okay. And then after that, hey, Lady T brings us week three. You know what I mean? She bringing this joint in with a bang. We're going to burn.
Let's do it.
Y'all better get ready. Y'all better get ready for Lady T's picks. I'm ready. I'm telling y'all.
I'm ready.
I wrote my picks down. Look, T talked trash to me, y'all, on Tuesday. So I made absolute sure that today your boy on point. Y'all talking about, I need another one of those 10-win weeks. Y'all talking about, so yeah, we definitely going to do that. We will take a close look at the QB situation in the league as it refers to Tom Brady, Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray. We'll get into that, y'all, but I'm telling you, the more I've read about that story, Treese, the more upset I got. You know what I mean? And then when I actually saw the video, I was like, for real? That was necessary. But anyway, and Lamar Jackson, you know, and I'm going to let you all in on the conclusion that I drew from Tom Brady, the Kyler Murray, and the Lamar Jackson story. You know what I mean? And guys, we're going to have a host of online and studio produced topics by Lady T and our online corner crew and DMV Kale with our live in-studio participants. You know what I mean? So we got y'all covered today. We got y'all covered today. 563-999-3872. 563-999.
You said the number
3782. 3782. Yeah, girl.
That's so good.
3782, y'all. That's my co-host, man. Or online at Facebook at Kale's Corner. T. Now that I've run my mouth and said all that, anything you want to say? Anything you want to open this up with?
Oh, man.
Okay, T, this is your time to talk.
I was thinking, I know it's a bit silent, but I don't know. Let's just keep it with Lamar for right now, like what I had it, because I don't really have nothing off the top of my head right now.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, y'all. That's a first. That is a first.
She'll
have nothing to talk about. That's a first. So what we're going to do is take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 3782 is the number, and we'll be right back.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jordy and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. I'm a lyrics up about electric.
Yeah, baby. them Yankees, man. The Yankees,
oh, my
man.
God.
Listen. All right, your boy, first of all, let me start out by saying this. Aaron Judge is in the lead with a .316 on the Triple Crown Watch. His batting average is .316. You know what I mean? And he has the lead in home runs and RBIs. Plus, he hit his 60th home run the other night, and he's only one shy of the great Roger Maris streak. He's only one shy of the great Roger Maris for the NL-AL record from 1961 when Maris hit 61 home runs. So, hey, Aaron Judge ain't playing with him, man. He is not playing with them. But hold up. The Yankees mount an epic ninth-inning comeback over Pittsburgh. John Carlos Stanton hits the walk-off grand slam. And it was just like this. The first batter came up, he had a single. Second batter came up, he was walked. Third batter came up, he had a single. Next thing you know, John Carlos came up that jump, and I'm serious, Tree. When he hit the ball, all I heard was, you can feel it. It's electric.
That ball
got out of that park faster than I've seen any baseball hit out the park this year. I'm serious. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, Joe. See, them Yankees on the road. Them Yankees on the road. And they the team to watch right now, man. All the news and all the everything around the Yankees. Come on, D.
When I was watching the game, like, I felt that energy, too, because in the eighth inning, the Pittsburghs were up 5-4. And I told Tang, I said the Yankees, they got a chance. They got to get five outs. You know what I mean? Like, they have to get five outs.
Right.
So I said, Tang, you can't never count them strikes out, because that's what I call them, strikes, because that's all they weigh. And he was like, nah. He was like, yeah, you're right, baby. I said, there's a lot of baseball left, even though it's only an inning and a half left. So I'm looking at the game. Here go Judge. He come up. It was no chance for him to, save the game. But it was a chance for him to get that 60th, like you said. It was a chance for him to do that. So I was just excited, you know, because I was saying, Tang said, and then I agreed with him, and he said, they're gonna get the 60th right here, babe, but they're gonna lose the game. And I said, you know what? You're right, because ain't no way that he's going to three more people, you know what I'm saying, or two more people going to be able to come up and do something. So we started watching the game, and I said, oh, whoa, he on the base. And then I'm going through it like you just described, and I'm sitting up, and I'm like, okay, what's going to happen next? And like you said, it was electric. And when he hit that ball, I said, Tang, he hit the ball. He hit the ball. He hit the ball. Tang was like, I don't know, man. I was like, Lord, have mercy. It was electric. I loved it. It was worth watching. Put it that way.
You know, and I mean, and the announcers would say, if you left, because you thought this game was over.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You missed. And listen, and the announcer didn't even care about being on air. He said, you missed a hell of an ending. You know what I mean?
A hell of an ending.
And I was like, yeah, there's no other way to describe that. There's no other way to describe that. And furthermore, I stamp my prediction about the Yankees are the team. They're going to be the team to beat, man. They're going to be the team to beat, man.
Hey, the Dodgers, they ain't making noise like that. Like they, I mean, history and all that kind of stuff. But the Yankees has won 90 games. The Dodgers won 103. And I'm talking about they are obliterate rating people. Like shutting them down. No coming back. No, we ain't even leaving room for error, leaving room for misunderstandings. We're not leaving room for nothing. We are going to get there, and we are. They got one goal. Everybody see in the same eyes over there in LA.
Yeah, and we came to conquer. It's basically
exactly.
What they look like, it looks like the mission that they are on, we came to conquer. I'm telling you, and you know, Treat, when that thing happens like it did for the Yankees the other night, it's almost, it's like you're watching a storybook ending. You know what I mean? Because it's the thing that baseball purists say, they believe it's going to happen, but at the same time, you're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? At the same time, you're like, well, maybe it won't. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe it's not. And then when that first batter, after the home run by Aaron Judge, and there's still no out, and then all these other batters came up, like I say, single, the walk, and then the single again. I was like, man, this would be a trip if Giancarlo Stanton, Mr. I don't want to call him Mr. Irrelevant. What I'll say is Mr. Non, a whole lot of activity this season so far. You know what I mean? Well, I don't want to call him non-factor.
But
he hasn't been worth the price of admission. Can we say that? He's been pretty boring at that. So for him to be the one to get the, because I'm honestly speaking, Treat, when he came up to bat, I was like, Giancarlo Stanton, okay. Here go one out. Well, two out, because they're going to get him, and then they're going to throw out at the base. But he hit that girl.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you my honest, what I said. I said, he need this. That's what I said. I said, when he went up the bat, I looked at Tang, I said, he needs this. He needs to hit it out the park. I said, he needs to do that. I said, because he's been MIA for a little while here. He's been MIA, even though he's been right here. Yep, he's been MIA. Keep striking out. You know, all that. I ain't got time for that. I need to hit the ball, sir.
You know, and then when you're on a squad with a dependable player like Aaron Judge, you almost owe it to the rest of your team to produce in the biggest of spots, like Giancarlo did. And kudos to the young man. I give all to the man. I ain't gonna say the young man, but kudos to him, because he did exactly what he set out to do, and he was a major part, storybook ending, that we call baseball, you know, we call baseball. All right.
That is true.
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone. Come on, 57. What's happening?
What's up, Kale? How you doing today, brother?
All right, brother.
Lady T and everybody else online. I am so glad to hear you talking. Can y'all hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Hey, listen, you were absolutely right on Carlos Stanton. He did need that, and he has been MIA this season. And most of that's been because he's still suffering from an injury that he got 2 years ago. And he's just now beginning to come back around. He's just now beginning to come back around into form.
Okay.
So hopefully he'll be there for the playoffs and we can count on him.
Right.
I love what Judd is doing, Kale, and I love the way the Yankees are rolling. We just got so much going for us. I'm just afraid that once we get to the playoffs, you know, that it might blow out, flame out.
Yeah, I feel that.
And here's another thing, and most of us that know baseball, if you can't play small ball, if you just rely on your team to hit home runs to win the game, then you could be in trouble. And that's us right now. I don't see us being able to play small ball, and that's what scares me.
But before Stanton came up, y'all was playing small ball like hell, man. The only thing you can't consider it small ball, but I get your point if you say it's not, was the walk. But y'all had a single and a single to load the bases. That's small ball to me. That is small ball to me,
And I agree with you, Kale. Let me tell you, I've been busy watching to see if the Cardinals to see if Pujols gets the 700. So I didn't see the game, but I know it was a good game because Kane called me right after the game went off, going off. Man, did you see the game? Did you see what happened? And I missed the whole game. And just listening to you describe it, I was sitting up here going, "Man, I missed a good game. Man, I missed a good game." You know, so you're right. We did play small ball that night. That was a good game.
And I'm telling y'all, this is the time, if you're a baseball fan, and I know I don't have to tell you guys this, but I'm going to just say it. This is the time to pay attention, seriously, because those magical moments, they happen now going into October. From September to October, You don't know what you're going to get as far as hits and walks and even hit by the pitch. You know, we see all types of stuff because baseball is a sport that depends heavily on you being loosened up. You having oil has slid to you everywhere you need that oil to slide in order for your game to be what you need it to be. That's both the pitcher, the hitter, the bat catcher, the guys in the outfield, first, shortstop, and third base. Everyone has to be ready to go at any minute of any time of the baseball game. So this is the exciting time that we have been telling you guys was coming. This time here. And the Yankees have given us a glimpse. Actually, what we can say is the Yankees have opened up the door and led the way now. Is it safe to say that? Can I say that? You know?
Yeah, I think you can.
You can say it. Go ahead, say it. I got it.
But it ain't the guys that we talking about, Tree. It ain't San Francisco that we talking about, so.
Yeah, man.
You don't
want to
get a strike.
That made me throw hurt a little bit. I needed some lobster.
Hey, listen, get you some hot tea, you know, with a little bit of lemon in it, and come on and say it with me. You know, the Yankees opened up that door because, think about it, you know, who else is playing ball like they are right now? You know,
I just told you, but they flying under the radar. Nobody.
They sure. Who's talking about the Dodgers?
Hey, listen, the Dodgers
yeah.
is playing out of this world. Houston is playing
right.
out of this world. I'm talking about yeah,
Atlanta.
Atlanta playing out of this world. All these teams
uh-huh.
got better records than the Yankees. Everybody's just focused
mm-hmm.
on the Yankees right now because Judge got the 60. And then Carlos Stanton got the walk-off grand slam. So everybody's
That's
just
enough.
Really paying attention to that. But the Dodgers, I just told you, they just swept everybody. They sweeping people in series.
Okay.
Like they sweeping them.
Okay.
They ain't leaving no remnants behind. Like they just wiping their feet with you and keeping on going.
Hey, well that hey, listen. The more teams that are playing good and flying under the radar, all that tells me is we got some damn good baseball to look forward to. And I, for one, cannot, will not. Won't not wait. You understand me? I want to see it all. I want it all.
But, Ken,
I'm a glutton.
I know you want to see
yeah.
it all, though. I know you want to see it all. But Altuve got hit last night.
Yeah,
so,
he sure did.
I don't know. You got to check his hand because he got, I mean, well, his forearm. So I don't know if he
mm-hmm.
got a fracture in his forearm or not. So how would that do to their lineup? You know, because he a major part of what Houston does in Houston.
Right.
So,
right,
gotta
right.
keep an eye on that. So, other than
Altuve,
that,
right?
Yeah, the little short guy,
Altuve. Little short guy, you play too much. Let's go to Brother Tay. What's up, Tay? A brother who ain't a little short guy. What's up, Tay?
Okay.
What's up, Kelly Corner family? Much love and respect always. You know it. What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T?
Hey. Hey, Tay.
Everything is
What's
everything,
up, bro?
Brother. What's going on?
What it do, Frank? Man, I'm holding on, man. I'm just getting on this corner, man. You know, you got to catch me up to speed real fast. Grand
baseball.
Davis holding me down. Had to put a
we
ball
in my mouth. We talking about that grand slam, Yankees, last night. Yankees.
Hey, bruh, no disrespect, brother, but we're talking about something you don't fully understand.
Ooh.
Talk of baseball. I say that with love, bruh.
Hey,
I say that with love.
Hey, but look.
If I don't understand it, that means the two teachers, the elders that I had over me, they must have told me wrong. When I was getting into it, so y'all two must have told me wrong.
Nah.
Hey, dang, listen, before
yes,
you
sir.
Got on, that man said you called him and said to him, did you watch this game? So don't fall for that baloney.
Yeah, because that game that I was talking with, that we was talking about, I actually found out something that I never knew, that when the guy was on third base and he was on the way to run home, he can actually get in the way. I thought they was going to call that interference, but they didn't call it. I was like, dang.
No.
You never know that can happen in that game.
No,
hey,
sir.
Kale, you should have heard him. He sounded like
only
your son when he got that first home run or that first touchdown. He called me on the phone excited, man.
Oh, man. Hey, look,
that's a good thing.
Learning is a beautiful thing, man. Learning is a beautiful thing, man.
Especially when you know
You
him,
know?
Man. But the one thing that he did tell me that I paid attention to with the Yankees is that if they ain't smacking it out the park, them boys ain't going to do nothing, man. They got to be hitting
right,
out the park. And I'm happy. I watched my man smack it off. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Bruh, like I just told 57, bruh, played small ball before they got to the home run. It was a single, a walk, and a single. That small ball, bruh. Listen, everybody came up to bat, got on base with zero outs, yeah. That is the definition of small ball. Now, it just so happened, Stanton came up and banged that joint out the park, you know, and wasn't nothing that could be done about it. But small ball was played before that. And just think about it. If Stanton would have got a double. That would have been two runs to come in. You know what I mean? That's small
yep.
ball. But he and just
you know what,
shut the door completely. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. It was small ball. But when I've been watching the Yankees, and I always watch them because I like to mess with 57 about them, so I watch a lot of their games. The majority of their games, when they do that small ball, they be losing. But that game you talking about the other day, they was winning. They was. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
They was.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say they can do it. I know that they can do it. It's just that the odds are a little against them when they playing that way.
Well,
that's what I say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. It hasn't totally been in their favor, but when it is, we got to call it for what it is. And it was completely in their favor versus Pittsburgh the other night. Let's take another call, guys. Let's take another call. Great conversation. Brother Ted, what's happening, bro? Take us off.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? What's up, Tang? 787 Kill Corner Family. How y'all doing?
What's
up, brother?
Man? What's going on?
We here, man. We here another day with everybody.
Oh, man. Did you catch that?
Okay.
Yankees versus
No, I didn't. No, so we can move on. I haven't even watched none of them games, man. Let me say this. Everything you guys said, I do know about baseball. I just don't watch it like that. But everything you guys say, you can't just rely on that home run, but you gotta, you know, have a complete team. You gotta hit them singles, them doubles, them walks, them bucks, you know. So, but you know, championship. But yeah, I'm just thinking about the Yankees. I'm thinking about Reggie Jackson this October.
Are they gonna,
they got a team like that. So it just brought me to that, thinking about them. If they try to get back to the old Yankee dynasty, you know, so it'll be interesting. But I will watch the playoffs, definitely will. So
No doubt.
Yeah, that's my take on it.
All right.
Okay. Good take. Brother 007. What is that?
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Aaron Judge can't do it by himself. And I hope the bullpen of the Yankees, you know what I'm saying, be able to force to be reckoned with going to the playoffs. You know, that's all that is. Aaron Judge can't do it by himself, and like y'all mentioned, y'all just can't be going up on the back just hacking, you know, plays the small ball.
Right.
You know, like the old Yankees used to do back in the days. Somebody brought up Mr. October in them, you know. Them 80s Yankees. Bring them back.
It won't hurt nobody.
Well, you know, since
I got Yankees.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut across.
I was going to say, I got the Yankees and St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series.
Oh,
no,
come
can't.
On, bro. Come on, bro. I ain't mad at
the Yankees and the Cardinals. That's a good one, man.
Check it out. Albert Pujols broke A-Rod's record.
Did he break his record or did he just pass him in home runs?
He broke it. But this is the second time that Pujols has been brought up, so I think this is the best time to read this statement from Pujols. Pujols at peace. He's at peace with his retirement plan. He said, quote, "I'm not chasing anything." So I really hope this isn't the last season we've seen of Albert Pujols, because Pujols is one of them players that I have and affection, affinity to. You know, he's a quiet guy. He's always about his work. He stays out of the nonsense and the drama. All he wants to do is play baseball. And those right. type of guys are, yeah. Go ahead.
I love him too. But he got so many forks stuck in him. Like, he's done.
But you know.
This is last hoorah right here. And I love Pujols. I wish he stayed for 10 more years. But he ain't got it. He ain't got one more year in him. He don't have one more year in him.
I'm with sis. I want to see him go because he's at the top of his game now.
Exactly.
And it would be great to see him get 700 because he's in love. The fans in love with him. And what he's doing now is for the fans. So I'm with you, sis. I would love to see him go ahead and retire and not chase it because he's at the top of his game. Ain't no hint of steroids or nothing out there
right now.
You know, I would like to see him go ahead and go.
And that's what it is for me. That's what it is for me. Pujols represents a player from that era who did amazing things and never did his name come up as being accused of any wrongdoing or anything of that nature. He's always maintained his super playing baseball. And listen, call me nostalgic, man. I understand and I'm with you guys. When it's time, it's time. You know? But that don't mean I gotta like it.
Exactly.
You know? I wanna stay around, man, you know. So at least find a job in baseball where he can teach the next Pujols how to be a Pujols. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I've been there. Though. I mean, because this could be the last, like I said, this could be the last year we're going to see him. And I really want to see him go to the World Series with the Cardinals, where it all started.
Yeah.
Mm.
That would be special.
Well,
that would be really
He missed the trade deadline, and we don't know if that was due to Pujols' doing or anyone else's. But, hey, only thing we know for sure is that I don't think he'll be added to any roster that's going to the postseason this season. So, you know, hey, thank you for everything you gave us. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. 9419. Hello, who are you? You're on Kale's Corner with Lady C and DMV Kale and everybody.
What up? Hello, Cat. What up, guys?
Oh,
what up,
Cap?
Hey, what's up, Cap? What's wrong with
you, man? Incognito,
baby. I agree, man. I was like, incognito. You know what I mean? Hey, Cap, man, how many phones you got, man? For real, dog. You got to stop this.
I don't want to miss the show. This is when I'm on the move. I don't want to miss the show. So I got to, you know, do what I got to do.
Bro. Come on,
and I appreciate
y'all it. Do what you got to do to get on the show, people. Y'all heard
just got us on the bat phone.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Cap.
Yeah, Cap. You got any comments on Aaron Judge or Carlos Stanton with the grand slam home run the other night?
I'm not a fan of the Yankees. They should win every year. They spend enough money. They should do something. Which they
own. Oh,
I can't wait till we find something you and I like, bruh.
Okay.
So, who is your baseball team? Who is your baseball team, Cap?
I like the Astros, the Mets. I was a Red Sox fan for years, but too much nonsense going on up that way, so I kind of drifted off of them.
Wait a minute, Cal. How many teams you got, Cal? Wait a minute. Hold on.
But I was a free agent. That's what I said.
I like Houston
and the Mets. So I'm just, I don't know which
he
one.
He freelances,
I'm a,
sis.
I'm a free agent.
He freelances.
This year I'm a free agent. I like Scherzer. I like Dusty. You know, I like Altuve who got hit. You feel me?
So, Cal, just understand when I call you, I'm talking to you, sometimes I may accidentally think that you're Darius. So
just forgive me,
like right now, just forgive me. Okay?
Right, I understand. Okay,
thank you. Yeah.
I got you, yeah, but like I said, I'm a free agent. Just this year I'm a free agent. But definitely no fan.
That's what's up.
I'm not a Yankee fan either, but exciting baseball is exciting baseball to me. And with my
it don't start till October for me.
Right. See, because I can't do that with my team, but with the Cap right now. So I can watch
Understand.
The Yankees do they thing. So, hey.
Oh, yeah, I'll be locked in.
Yeah,
that's
right now,
funny because the
Nationals like
playing pretty
hot.
Good right now.
Who cares? 563-999-3782. We'll be right back with Deron Williams and Elijah Fizz.
That was good.
In the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I'm all the best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible back.
Quick question. How many of us listen to that song and when he say, when a chick try to get at you, park it like it's hot, how many of y'all lean back, put the steering wheel arm out, and park it like it was hot? Because I know I did. I know 007 did it. I know for sure. I saw 007 parking it like it's hot. Yes, I'm at. I saw Ted parking it like it's hot. Who else did I see? Kill definitely parked it like it was his on. Yeah, that bad. All right, y'all. This fight coming up October 15th, y'all. I wanted to give some sort of insight over who Elijah Pierce is, okay? He's 25 years old. 5'8" and 173 meters, southpaw. He's a southpaw from Midwest Oklahoma, USA, with a record of 14-2. 14 wins, 2 losses. Treese, do you have Don's information for us?
He's the current ABF champ, and his record is currently 9-1.
Okay. So we got two guys that are really just starting out here. We got two guys who will give us an opportunity to say, I remember him when. I knew him when. I was at his fight when. You know what I'm saying? So we encourage you guys again. Lady T has promoted this on the Kale's Corner page and on Facebook. We encourage you guys, please, if you can come and get behind this young man with us, we will be more than happy with you guys. I swear I wish I had something that I could give away to you all for participating and joining in, because I don't know about you guys, but I used to go over to Ray Leonard Gym, Palmer Park, and watch the amateur bouts. And I tell you, man, it was a great, great feeling. Now, every time I left the gym, I swore I could fight, y'all. I swore I could fight. And for the record, I can fight. But I was even more hyped when I left the gym after watching them. Y'all know, after we used to watch Mike Tyson on pay-per-view back in the day, we just knew we could knock out anybody. Just do what Mike Tyson did. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's go. And all jokes aside, let's go and get behind this young man and let the boxing world know that he has support. He has supporters. He has followers. Because I'm telling y'all, that plays a lot into upcoming fight for him. When the mm-hmm. boxing world sees that he has the notoriety that he has the followers that he has, the boxing world says, okay, let's get him a little bit more involved. Let's get him here on this fight, this card, because this young man is going to draw people. Now, I will say, a lot of them going to say, well, he's drawing folk because he's home. And I say to that, what the hell is he supposed to do? He's home, yes. Yep. He's one of ours.
Right.
He's one of ours. So, yes, we're behind this young man 50,000%. You understand me? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
50,000% we're behind this young man. There's enough young men here doing ignorant stuff that we have every day. The fact that there's a young man that's doing something positive and trying to make something of himself, oh, he gets all support from me. All support from me. Yeah. So,
and I also want to say, but let me say this before you go to everybody else real quick. Like you mm-hmm. said, his record is 9-1, and he's the current ABF champion. His father is online with us right now, and the tickets are I think 125 to 150. Those are the tickets that's up front, the up front row seats. Mm-hmm. But the general admission mm-hmm. to be in the building is $65. But we encourage y'all to get in the building however way you get in the building, just as long as the support is there for Mr. Williams and his family. So,
yes.
I'm trying to be in the front. I need to see what's really going on. So I'm going to be in the front. Because that's where we
fought
to sit in the front. So I want to sit in the front, and I will be sitting in the front. Okay?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my eyes ain't what they used to be, so I got to sit in the front.
That's another reason. That is another reason. Yeah. Yes.
I ain't gonna be sitting there. Hey, Reese, what just happened? Because I can see her.
Let me get other eyes and put my eyes on.
You know what I'm talking about? Let me get right for this. You know what I mean? So yeah, guys, yeah. If you can, I don't want anybody to. And I know I don't have to say this. We're all adults here, but you know, if you can do it, you know. Please, let's support this young man. Like Treat said, the 125 to 150 for front row seat and 65 to get in the building. You know, if you can do that, we'd more than appreciate that. You know, just so we can yell Dern Williams from all over that mamma jamma. Y'all talk about everywhere.
Yeah.
We want Elijah. We want Elijah Pierce to be looking up and be like, I felt like I was fighting about six or seven of them, because every time I turn around, I heard his name from every quadrum of the live arena. So, yeah, let's do that. If we can get behind this young man, please, let's do that, man. Let's show that not just his support, but D.C. can have an event like this that doesn't have a whole lot of ignorance with it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. We're going to take a quick one, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Y'all forgive me. My head is everywhere today. That daughter of mine, I tell you, I love that girl. All right. We'll be right back.
The importance of a yeah, we're back to work. I took time off, all the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their tracks. Have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scrap for that. Yo, I'm the hip hopper, plus the show shocker. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other the swords. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise.
Kill
don't
the
play
noise.
When it's time to slay. I get a cup from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mack and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mock and Glow. That's what it brought. Back the second time, but on a different assignment and do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream in the crop.
Ooh, Trees, I got caught up, babe. Forgive me. Forgive me, but you know what, Trees? I'm going to say this. We early, so, you know, that's why I just let EPMD do their thing just a little bit longer because we early. You forgive me?
I do.
Dang, y'all. Don't be taking stuff. All right, y'all. We're going to switch it up, and we're going to jump in. Go ahead, jump into football because I want to get these topics on and discuss, and then we're going to move into Lady T's week 3 picks, okay? Tom Brady. Edward Brady.
That's the whole name.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are upset with Tom because they feel like Evans jumped up and defended Tom when the actual actions weren't towards Tom. And Tom allowed that man to be suspended instead of being a leader and pulling Evans back and saying, no, we'll get him. Tom went on and let things go as they would. I'm kind of on the fence with this because those are grown men out there. And we all know grown men are going to do exactly what they want to do. They're not thinking about – and see, sports is a funny thing about sports. Testosterone get to flowing and male bravado takes over. It's kind of like I was describing earlier after we watched the Mike Tyson fight. We felt like nobody in the world could defeat us. No one in the world could match what we were bringing. So I'm not really mad at Evans because I actually give him a pass because I know he was caught up in the moment. I know he was caught in the moment. Why? Because we've never seen any actions like this from Mike Evans before, right? We've never seen him go off to the point where he's actually fighting on the field.
Right.
So we know that this was a little bit of you know, testosterone taking over, you know. So again, I don't blame him. What say you, T, Lady T?
I just think it was all, I mean, did you hear his comment? He was like, man, that's Tom Brady. Who wouldn't defend? And I'm saying, do that really make, are you listening to yourself? It's because it's Tom Brady, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody ain't out here beating this man up. He ain't even on the ground. Like now, if Dak, if they, you know, like how they did Dak that time, and be, you know, and ain't nobody go over there and help him. Now,
yeah, that was
if
crazy.
That was the case, then do something. If that didn't happen to you, you just got pushed. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't want all of what was going on. Like, it was just too much. The whole thing was just too much. Even Tom Brady threw a punch, but that ain't nobody even talking about.
Okay? Right.
Ain't nobody, you know, like, ain't nobody even talking about the punch he threw.
Yeah.
You know, everybody just talking about Mike Evans. Let's suspend him and swoop everything else under that big old rug we got over there.
You know?
So, you know, like, I don't understand it.
I agree with you on that, Treat, and I too, when I watched the video, said, are they going to say something to Tom? Will Tom be suspended? But then I came to my right mind. They're never going to suspend Tom. They're never going to suspend Tom for nothing that he does at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Come on, 007, what do you think of Thomas Edward Brady here?
For one, I feel as though, you know, I feel as though as a quarterback, as a leader, he should have spoke up, you know, for his wide receiver. It makes me question, you know, Antonio Brown's departure, why he left at halftime when he did that. You know, but as a quarterback, you know, you're supposed to take up for your teammate. You know, I mean, after all, you had Terrell Owens crying for his quarterback. I mean, come on now, like, why was he?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? But Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? If you're a leader like that, you know, you need your wide receivers. Your boy Gronk is gone. You know what I'm saying? Mike Evans is, I found out Mike Evans is gone. You ain't got Goodwin no more. So, you know, you're going to have to invent something. That don't count. They need more than a slot receiver. They're going to need that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they need more than a slot wide receiver. They need a big-time wide receiver. They ain't got none out there right now.
Okay. I feel like every the way you said it, I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, look. Down count.
Right. Down count. And just kept on flowing.
Come on, Dave.
Man, 007, I mean, he hit everything on the nose. And also, they're going to be missing Julio Jones also. So, like you said, they don't have no receivers out there with them right now. They went out there and grabbed Beasley. You know, Beasley, my man, I like Beasley, but shoot.
Down count.
He don't. That's what I mean. You're right. Because once the Bills, you had 31 other teams, didn't nobody pick him up. So just like 007 said, he don't count, man.
No,
and, I just believe, like y'all said, he should have stayed.
Exactly. No fact.
And also, he didn't throw a punch, but he threw a little shove, like get up off me. Everybody's trying to get. Anything. That's all I'm saying. Tom Brady.
Who, Brady?
When he was when Mike Evans was coming out there, he shoved the dude. But he put his hands on somebody.
Let's not turn this into the Tuck rule, y'all. Let's not turn this into a punch is a punch, y'all. A punch is a punch, y'all.
I know. That's what I say. Everybody's supposed to get the same penalty. That's all I'm saying. What Mike Evans did is supposed to get him suspended. I mean, I ain't saying he's not supposed to be suspended, but everybody that did something is supposed to be suspended. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I for one will be glad when the NFL turns into the everyone accountable league. You know what I mean? If you do wrong, then you're plain and simple. I don't care if you're, you know, if a player hits Tom Brady low and Tom misses games due to a lower body injury, they'll suspend that player.
Yeah.
They'll suspend that player. And he's just doing his job. As a defensive player in the NFL, he's just doing his job. But they'll suspend him. If Tom Brady threw the resemblance of a punch, he should pay the penalty that Mike Evans and everyone else would pay for the same action. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Come on, Cap. Cap, what's your opinion here, man?
Well, let me give y'all this little nugget. John Ryan Jr. plays for the Packers, right?
Uh-huh.
John Ryan Sr., his dad, is the vice president of NFL Rules and Policy. So they're saying that's the only reason why he got suspended. For real.
Oh, wow.
That's what they're trying to say. Yep.
Well, all righty then.
Seriously.
Thanks for that little nugget.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't have much interest in this topic for real, but I just gave y'all that little nugget. Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Right. Let's bring my man Darius. Come on, Darius. Darius.
Hey, D.
Yeah. How y'all doing? Hi, everybody.
All right.
Hey, what's up, Darius? Man, hold on, man. I'm hearing too much Tom Brady slander. Too much. He already went on this stand and took the microphone and admitted to some of the blame. So y'all talking about this man character? He went up there and took part of this blame. He said if he ain't run down there and argue with the ref, this wouldn't even happen. He went on the mic and said this, but none of y'all ain't even... Y'all got to do y'all research before y'all even, like, come on, man. Y'all can't do this. Y'all just blatantly.
Can't do what?
He went up there in the middle.
We talking about him throwing, we talking about the punch being thrown. He's supposed to get the brain and everything.
No. Y'all talking about the main character. Somebody said, oh, man, I see why AB then all these questions, AB leaving it. Like, come on, man. What are we talking here?
No, what are you hearing here?
I'm just throwing the quarterback.
Now, 007 did say it makes him think why AB left. He did say that, but the majority of the conversation has been why hasn't Tom been punished for throwing that punch that he himself admitted to.
Right.
You're going to suspend one player and you're not going to suspend him? Why? That's what we're saying. If you're going, what's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. If you're going to suspend one, suspend them both. Suspend them all. Last I checked, the NFL rules and regulations are for everyone that puts on a helmet and pads and steps on that field. Nobody's putting Tom down. Nobody's saying anything bad. We're basically going on the NFL for the way they handle the situation. That's what we're saying. Nobody's putting
Tom down.
Is it
okay for me to say something?
Go ahead.
I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just giving my personal opinion. So I just want to say that. I don't feel like, from what I saw, I don't feel like Tom Brady did enough to be suspended. I think Mike Evans went off. He did what an NFL player really supposed to do as far as protecting his quarterback, as he felt. Now, I feel like no matter what Tom Brady says now about he might have been to blame or whatever, Mike Evans was still going to get suspended. It wasn't going to change that. So, like I said, I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, so I don't have no love for Tom Brady at all. But from what I saw, just like I said, this is just my personal opinion. I just don't feel like Tom Brady did enough to get suspended. And he's done a lot over time that he should have been suspended for, but I don't think that day was one of them.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
I agree with that.
I mean, that's your opinion. That's cool. You know, that's a cool approach to take on that. But what I'm saying is we all saw on videotape. Now, did he throw a malicious, I'm going to get you punch? No, he did. He didn't. He did not. But he did throw a get the hell off me type punch. And
right.
The NFL didn't say this punch or that punch. Any punch warrants a suspension. It said any punch at all. It didn't go into punch or that type of punch. No, that's not the rule. And I, for one, am tired of Tom Brady and the other Bradyans throughout the NFL who the rules just don't apply to. The guys that are allowed to, I'm not going to punch to the full extent of a punch, but I'm going to get a little bit of this anger off of me and throw a sneaky sucker gun. Come on, man. That should be, and until that is addressed, that's going to keep on happening. It's going to keep on happening, and it's almost as if the rest of the league don't care. Go ahead, T. Go ahead.
We just got one more year, but his body can only stand one more year. So we ain't even going to have this conversation no more. It's going to be undone and over with. The Brady era is over.
No, because when the new Brady come around, we're going to be saying, remember when Tom Brady get away with this?
Yeah. I hope it don't never come to that, but it is.
You and I both.
But I just hope it don't.
Come on, big boy. What's up, bro? Uh-oh.
Come on, big boy.
185 over 95.
Big boy, you there?
What? Yeah.
Nah, he hung up. What's up, kid?
Okay.
What's up, Ted?
I'm going by 57. This is what I thought I saw. You know that Tom Brady, you know, was saying stuff. You know, he was huffing and puffing. Okay, then the guy that he came up to Tom Brady and Leonard Fournette pushed the guy off first. Then Tom Brady pushed the guy off of him. Like I don't think it was a punch. I think he pushed him off of him. And then Mike Evans, you know, turned around and just seen the guy and just turned around and just went ballistic on him. But also, him and Mike Evans have history. They didn't get into it before. You know, so I don't know what year, whatever, but they done had it several squabbles before, they say. So, I don't know if the other dude from New Orleans got suspended, but he should have got suspended because he did a two-hand push on Leonard Fournette. Well, Leonard Fournette was the one that really was trying to get in between them first because Tom came said something to the ref. He was turning around and the dude said something because they ain't saying nothing about the dude from New Orleans. And then Tom said something back. So, stepping towards the guy. So Leonard Fournette turned around. You know, Leonard Fournette was right there, got between them and, you know, kind of like pushed dude. And then dude pushed dude with two hands. He pushed Fournette with two hands. And Tom was pushing dude off when he could do step into Tom. Both of them like step. You know, Tom stepped so far, the dude stepped into him, and that's when Evans saw that, and he had to beeline right straight to dude. So I think more people should be suspended, especially the guy from New Orleans. He should be suspended. You know, why not a suspension? Because like the guy say, the guy who play for Green Bay. His father makes decisions on that. Why didn't they have somebody else make a decision on that? You know, make you look, make you sound, seems kind of funny. So,
that's my take on that. That's the part that comes in, Ted, when they say they don't really care what we think or how we perceive it to be, that they don't really care about that part. They're just going to give whatever decision they're going to give, and they don't really care about our opinion, public opinion.
Yeah, I can do that. But I agree with Darius. Like you say, I mean, a lot of slander. I'm giving Tom Brady his credit for what he's done. You know, I'm not a fan like that, but I give him credit for his greatness. But, it's like what it, like I said, that's the heat of battle. That's the team that's been kicking your butt. So, you know, you're going to talk a little trash. So this is, that's football. That's not golf we playing. This is football. So Tom didn't throw no first punch, you know?
You know what, Ted? Excuse me. Let me say this.
Yeah.
The first punch was thrown by the media, okay? Because
by
the
who?
Promotion, all the media. All week long, the promotion was the only team that Tom Brady can't beat, the only team that has gotten the best, other than the Giants with the Patriots, this is the only team that has gotten the best of Tom Brady. So mentally, Tom had in his mind, if I want to change the mantra, if I want to change what the media is saying, then I got to do this. I have to be this. And he hyped himself and amped himself and prepared his. And then when he had that opportunity, he was just going harder than normal. You know, he had a little more oomph with him than the other guys did. I'm telling you, the media threw that first punch.
Hey, well, that's what you say, bro. You got your opinion. You know, but I'm talking about as far as the thing, as far as where people get suspended and get fined, you know, as far as an actual event of the game, you know, the guy from New Orleans threw the first push, aggressive push, you know. I mean, Tom can say what he wants to say on the field, you know, what he said when he came back, he told dude, F you. So we couldn't see dude's lips from New Orleans because we just saw the back of his helmet, but we saw him. He didn't have to say nothing to Tom because Tom was talking to the ref. So why did he have to go over there and say something to Tom also, you know? So, and then when he said something to Tom would say, all right, F you, you know? And then that's when it was on. That's what I thought I saw.
They do all that and then shake hands after the game. Get out of here. They fake.
Exactly. They do all of that. Hoorah and you know what, and you this and you that, and then after the game they shake hands and trade jerseys.
Right, good game.
Yeah, good game. All right, let's move on. We got another subject. We got to stay on time, man. We got to stay on time. Kyler Murray got hit in the face, crowd, while he was celebrating the win this weekend.
That is funny.
It really is to me. It really is to me because, you know, it's going to get to a point where the Lambeau Leap won't be allowed anymore. Players high-fiving the fans on the lower bowl won't be allowed anymore. You know, it's really getting to a point where, you know, and one thing I've loved about football all my life is these stars, these athletes, they were tangible. We could touch these guys. We could see these guys. We could high five with these guys. The other day before the game, they showed Lamar Jackson playing catch with one of the children in the stands, throwing the football back and forth. And I thought that was a great moment. That really was a great moment. And I'm asking you guys, what do you think can be done to change this before it gets out of hand, before it gets outrageous? Because this guy had on a Cardinals jersey. that actually hit Kyler Murray. So what?
So hopefully, I think it was he was excited. Just you know, I think it was just a swing, and he didn't realize how close Kyler was there. Because if you look at his face, he wasn't aiming at his face like he was. It was like everybody was just, you know, trying to high-five everybody. And, you know, because even Kyler Murray came back and was like, no hard feelings. You know, it's all good. You know, and even the guy who actually hit him was like, I wasn't meaning to hit him. But you did. And I don't know how it was an accident, I think. I think it was an accident. It was a crazy accident, because even when it happened, because Kyler thought he did it on purpose too, because when you can look at it, he turned around immediately and was like, wait, let me go back, because I think this man just hit me.
Yeah, he was mad.
And then when he went and looked at it, like, I guess somebody showed it to him, and then he was like, it was an accident. Because if you really look at it,
yeah, he got caught up in a moment.
And he was swinging, you know, saying, you know, and celebrating, because like Kel just said, he was a Cardinal fan. So why would he really, like, smack that man? That man just butchered our back.
He got caught up
so
in
the
moment.
I think it was an accident.
This is what 57 thinks. They need to take beer out of the stadium. They need to take beer and alcohol out of the stadium. I've been saying that for years.
Oh, no.
I know a lot of people. Don't like it. Me saying that, but
I don't.
You put testosterone and alcohol together, and all the excitement.
You right.
I just think they need to. You need to take it out the stadium, man.
But they make too much
money. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say, Cap. They make too much money. Even if they broke it down and said no more alcohol drinking during the fourth quarter. Man, you know how many Bama's going to slide their little flask into the stadium and continue to drink, you know? And I guess this way the NFL feels as if at least we have some type of control, you know what I mean? But I'm with you 100%. At least regulate it. At least regulate it, because the fans are just getting too out of control with this alcohol involved. They're just getting too out of control with it. And truthfully, I can understand it. I can understand it, because there was a time when Dexter Manley would be walking around RFK, and I myself, DMV Kale, would be so pressed to touch Dexter Manley. Wherever my hand goes, that's where it goes. And when I'm round away talking with the fellas and trading football cards and everything, I'm like, I touched Dexter Manley. No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I can understand the enthusiasm and the energy that the young men, that the man had with it. And purposely, guys, watching this video, I'll be the first to say that dude didn't mean to hit Kyler in the face. He really didn't. His hand was in a position of one reaching out. That's all. He was just reaching out, and he actually happened to catch the man in the face. That's all. That's all. So, you know, and you know what? Kudos to Kyler. Kudos to Kyler, because that was a grown man move. To be the person that was assaulted like that, and then to come out and say, you know, no harm done, no foul, no harm. The man wasn't trying to throw a malicious blow. You know, that was cool. That was cool, you know. So we're on Kyler about, you know, some of the other things like the contract and the studying of the playbook and all of that. So this is a time where I'm going to give Kyler kudos for how he handled it. The next subject, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
What do y'all think of the Ravens' decision to not pay this dude. You know, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking of that 79-yard touchdown that he ran. Now, suppose somebody would have ran him down, horse-collared, tackled that man because that was the only way they could grab him. Pull this man down, injure him, and now he's left with the results of that injury. I, for one, guys, I'm serious, man. I'm disappointed in what's his name? Tom Bisciotti, right? Right, Cap? That's y'all only
Steve.
Name?
It's Steve Bisciotti.
Right, right. I am really, you know, and I'm at a loss with Bisciotti right now because I always look, I have buddies who are Ravens fans, and they always argue, we always argue, how much better of an organization the Ravens mm-hmm. are than Washington. And one thing they always hit me on, and I couldn't say nothing, was the treatment of their players, how the Ravens took care of people. I don't know if that's because of Ozzie Newsome, the old general manager, and, you know, it's a new guy in there now or what. But I do know, as an organization, the Ravens did a lot, a hell of a lot for Joe Flacco, you know, who we all know didn't win that Ravens Super Bowl. It was that defense, the first. It was the defense, you know. But the man got paid. The man got right. paid. So much now that he's off with the Jets and, like, football. Okay, I've already gotten my bread. Seriously. You know, my contract was paid, ironclad, in full. And I'm looking at Lamar Jackson. He's a way better quarterback than Joe Flacco was. Joe Flacco was a great game manager. Don't get me twisted. He was a great game manager. But as far as an athlete that people pay to see, man, that's Lamar Jackson hands down. Go ahead.
Yeah,
man.
I feel like the Lamar Jackson situation is the same thing that San Francisco went through, not with our quarterback, but with Debo Samuels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing. But see, Debo was like, hey, man, look, I'm out of here. And that's the same thing Lamar is saying in his head, too. If he wasn't getting this time, that's why he came out and said what he said. If we don't get this time by the time the game starts, then I'm not talking about it no more. I don't want to talk about it no more. That means when my time up is here, it's up, I don't want to talk to y'all. I'm going to be on the market. So this year, I am playing for 31 other teams. That's what I'm doing. I don't want to be here no more because y'all pineapples. That's what he's saying right now, pineapples.
He going to Tampa next year.
No, he ain't going to Tampa.
I believe it because he's going to
the
Patriots. Tom Brady's not going
to
be there.
He's going to the Patriots. Him and Bill Belichick making love notes with one another. Bill Belichick already said he wants to see what the contract looks like.
They just paid that boy too much money, Zach Jones, in the draft.
There's going to be a major trade next year. You watch. Bill Belichick already said he wants to see what his contract looks like. He said that they were joking around because that would be manipulation or whatever. But they were joking around on the microphone. And Lamar Jackson said, Bill Belichick is a nice guy. I met him. He smiled. We talked. They went to Belichick. Belichick said he's a hell of a player. He's probably the best quarterback in the league. I sure wouldn't want to know what that contract looks like. I think it's going to be a trade. I think he's planning to go to the Patriots.
But wait a minute. They got Matt Jones. How are they going to get Lamar Johnson when you got
Matt Jones? Ain't no elite quarterback, though, bruh. He ain't no elite quarterback. I would give up a Matt Jones for Lamar Jackson.
Serviceable. Matt Jones.
But it's his second. But it's his second year. That's a winner.
Yeah, he ain't got that big contract yet.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
He's still a rookie.
Yep.
And he's starting, and he's doing well. He's doing real good.
He not know the margin. What we saying is, bro, he not know the margin.
Exactly.
Well, ain't nothing compared to greatness, sir.
Well, the problem is the hold up with Lamar.
There's no difference who it is. What's the Patriots' owner name? Kraft. Man, he going to make that happen. If they want Lamar Jackson, they're going to get rid of Matt, or he's going to be sitting behind Lamar. Simple as that.
Facts.
In that case, he would have kept Brady, though.
No, Brady had to go. They was beefing.
Brady wanted out of the door. Brady wanted to
be
gone. Yeah. Brady wanted to be gone. But
Brady
We're going to let the Baltimore Raven fan have the last word on this. Go ahead, Cap. And then we're going in to we're going to take a commercial. Then we're going into Lady T's pick. Go ahead, Cap.
So real quick, Baltimore Ravens are livid with the management for Cleveland because this is where all the problem is. They gave that man $230 million guaranteed. Lamar won $230, $231. The Ravens are saying, no, we'll give you $134. Right above Russell Wilson. Lamar Jackson saying, y'all must be crazy. I want the 230.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Is he wrong for that? Are you saying he's wrong for that?
No, he ain't wrong. He's better than Deshaun Watson. He ain't wrong.
Okay.
Betty said don't sell out her quarterback.
No, not at all. But the thing is, they set a precedent. Well, if Lamar wins, right, his mother representing him versus the good old boy network, man, they ain't going for that. They're not going for that. They're going to hold tight.
Mm-hmm.
They like, we ain't going to let nobody's mother come in here and demand all this money.
Yep.
No. They're not even respecting her as an agent or representation.
Right.
What she been doing it his whole life? I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
Right. Ain't nothing changed.
I don't know what they thought was going to happen. They should have wrapped their minds around that a long time ago. He ain't never had no manager. He wasn't going to get one. His mama is his momager, and period, point blank.
I love it.
His momager. I like that.
His momager.
Lady T just made up a new word, y'all.
That's I love
it. Hey, but listen, though, all jokes aside, the Ravens know what they have in Lamar, and they should have wrapped this up. So what? 231. Look how much money you're going to make as an organization with this young man leading your team. So, excuse me, I feel that he should be paid, and that's the end of the discussion, man. All this other stuff is just talk. It's just talk, man. You guys are actually winning and reveling because of this young man. Pay that man.
Yeah.
Pay that man.
Yeah.
All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Lady T's pick. I can't wait.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episode 2 like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? Just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by. You ask why some people gotta live in the trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south before my nigga core bailed me out. Just to get by. Do a die like Best Star,
Tommaso Centro. Go ahead, Lady T. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all.
That was a good one, too.
Music. Yeah, the music takes so over sometimes, y'all.
We're going to figure out who's all in on Lady T's pick so I can write them down. If you guys are online or you guys don't want to pick right now, you guys can always pick your picks, all your winners, and post them to Kale's Corner on Facebook, and I will get them. I get everything. I will get them. So with that being said, my cash out is dollar sign M-A-M-A-B-O. Can you guys use your phone?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Dollar sign M-A-M-A-B-O-S-S-5, the number 5, you guys. The amount you would have to cash app or send me is $5. It's $5 every week, you guys. It's only $5 to play the game. If you want to play just to be playing, that is all right as well, okay? Those are all the of the rules. So, 57, are you playing? Are you in?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Ted, are you in?
No, Ted's not here anymore.
Okay. Cap, are you in?
Yes, I'm in.
Okay. D, are you in?
He's gone as well.
Okay. Anybody, if you guys are online and you're playing, just post your stuff as we go along, okay? All right. Who else killed? I'm not calling
007.
Tang, and I'm not calling y'all because I know y'all are all in. Tang, Kill, and Reese are all in. 57's in. Cap is in. 007, you're
007.
In?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. How about Big Boy? Is he still here?
Big Boy's gone, too.
Okay. So is that it with everybody's in? I got Kill, me, Tang, Reese, 57, Cap, 007. Okay, yeah, and Betty.
Okay.
I got it. Give me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys.
All right, y'all. We're going to ask you mute your phone until Trees calls your name. Please, everybody,
yes.
Mute your phone until Trees calls your name. And be listening for your name so that we can move through this and we can discuss tonight's Steelers-Browns game, okay? And all the rest of them as well. Come on, Lady T.
All right, you guys. Y'all know how we do it. Steelers, we're going to do this quick because I want to go through it quick so we can have at least some time to talk. Steelers-Browns, starters off Tank.
Browns.
Come on, Kale.
Browns.
Reese.
Browns.
Yes.
Browns.
Come on, Cap. Mute your phone, Reese.
Browns. Trubisky is terrible, I repeat.
I'm sorry, boo. That wasn't you. That wasn't you. Betty says Steelers. Come on, 007.
Steelers.
I'm going Browns. All right, Bills, Dolphins, you guys. Bills, Dolphins. What say you? And this is a division game. Division game, guys. And we're playing in Miami. Bills, Dolphins, start us off, Cap.
Oh, man.
Right.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Come on, 007.
Miami.
Miami. Betty says Bills. Come on, Tang.
Bills.
I'm going Dolphins. Reese.
Reese.
Bills. All right, guys. Bengals, Jets. Bengals, Jets. And we are playing in New York, guys. We're playing in New York. What say you, 57? Somebody mute their
Bengals.
You said Bengals?
Yes, ma'am.
I got it. Come on, Cap.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Mm.
Betty says Bengals. Come on, 007.
Just enough for that.
Jets.
Come on, Tang.
Bengals.
Come on, Reese.
She going Jets. Jet.
Yeah. Come on, Cam.
Bengals.
I'm going Jets. All right. Raiders versus the Titans, you guys. Raiders versus the Titans. I'm going Titans. What say you, Tang?
I'm going Titans also.
Come on, Reese.
I'm going Raiders.
They might win. Shoot. Come on, 007.
Yep, Raiders.
Yeah, because they are 0-2. Come on. Titans. Come on, Cap.
Got to go with the Raiders. Tannehill, trash.
Yeah.
And they keying on Henry.
Straight like that.
Come on, 57.
Luke, I am your father. Going with the Raiders.
I can't win. Saints, Panthers, guys. Saints, hey, Panthers.
Hey, Miss T.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Cap. Can you switch mine to Raiders?
Okay. You know what? I think I might be with
them. Oh, my goodness.
You're a wise man, all brother. Right. Cat be on it. I'll be on it.
Oh, boy.
Right.
2 weeks and 10 wins.
We got another division game. This is a division game, guys. Saints versus the Panthers. Saints versus the Panthers. We're going to start with Betty, and she says Saints.
007. It's Baker Mayfield and Panthers.
I can't for him. Cap.
Oh, man, another tough one. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Saints, okay.
On the road, yep.
Come on, 57.
Jameis Winston got a hurt back. I'm going with Carolina.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Panthers.
Reese. Thanks. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Saints.
I'm going Panthers. All right. We got the Ravens and the Patriots, guys. Ravens versus the Patriots. So right here. I think I'm going to go to Cap.
Got my Ravens getting back on the winning side of things.
Well, you know Betty is going to be right there with you. I'm going to go ahead and put her Ravens down. Yeah, she's Ravens, baby. Come on, 007.
I like the Patriots in this game.
Come Come on, 57.
I'm going to go with the Crows.
Come on, Reed. Patriots.
What'd you say, Reed?
Miss Ravens.
Oh, Ravens.
Yeah, she said Ravens.
Come on, Tang.
Ravens.
No way, no way.
I'm going Ravens, Kim.
We just signed JPP.
You said what, Kim?
I said we just signed. Oh, I'm sorry.
I heard you, Caviar. I got Juju. Lions versus the Vikings, guys. Lions versus the Vikings. Another division game. Another division game. And this game is in Minnesota. Minnesota. Let's start with 007.
I'm going with Detroit.
All right. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with them Lions also.
Come on, Reese.
The Vikings.
Come on, Kim. We got to pick it up, y'all.
I'm going my cousins. Vikings.
My cousins. I'm going Lions. What say you, Cap?
Must win for the Vikings.
Come on, 57.
I'm with Cap.
Gotcha. All right, guys, let's speed it up a little bit. Eagles, this is another division game. Eagles versus the Commanders. Eagles versus the Commanders.
Come on, call me.
I don't need no sidebars, y'all. We gotta get through. We got 15 minutes. Come on, 007.
Commanders.
Come on.
Commander.
You said Commander? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Cap.
Hometown, Philly.
57.
Philly.
Come on, Reese. Eagles Commander. I got you, Washington. Come on, Tang.
Eagles.
I want to see this there.
They're
going to let me you want, in. You want the
Eagles?
Oh,
shit. Reese, which one you want?
I keep
seeing
that.
No, I haven't.
The
Eagles.
Girl.
All right.
Come on, Kale.
The Eagles.
Washington
football
right.
team. I'm going
Eagles.
I'm going Washington. Okay.
I know.
That's how much confidence we have in them.
Chiefs versus the Colts, guys. Chiefs versus the Colts. What say you? Let's start with Tang. Come on, Tang. Chiefs, Colts.
Chiefs.
Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
Come on, Reese.
Chiefs.
I got you. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Colts.
Come on, Cap.
Chiefs.
Betty says Chiefs. 57. I'm going Chiefs as well. All right, you guys. Texans, Bears. Texans, Bears playing in Chicago. We're playing in Chicago. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Bears.
Come on, Tang.
Bears.
Come on, 57.
Chi-Town.
Oh, that's Bears? Yes, it is. That's right. Cap.
You fly.
Texans.
You said what?
Texans.
Oh, Texas got you. 007.
Bears.
Betty says Bears. I am going with Texans.
Smart.
the next one, we have Jaguars Chargers. Jaguars Chargers, you guys. I'm going to start this one, and I am going Chargers. Come on, Kill.
Chargers.
Kane.
Chargers.
Reese.
Chargers.
57.
Chargers.
57.
Cap. I'm sorry, who are they playing again?
The Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Oh, man, I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Come on, 007.
Jaguars.
That's a good pick, too.
Betty says Chargers. Rams, Cardinals, division game. Rams, Cardinals. We play at the Cardinals' house.
Yeah,
all right, Rams, Cardinals. I don't want neither one of them to win, but I got the Rams. I'm going first. I'm going Rams.
Herbert Ribs is broke. Dang.
Come on, Cap.
Rams.
007.
Cardinals.
57.
Rams.
Betty says Rams. Tang.
Right.
Kale.
Rams.
Reese.
Rams.
All right. Packers, Bucks. You guys. Let's see. Come on, Kale, start a go.
I'm going with the Packers. Green Bay.
I'm going with the Packers as well. Tang.
I'm going with Tom.
You going with Tom? Buck.
Yes. Buck.
Betty says Buck. 007.
I like the Packers in this game. I like the Packers in this game. Yeah. I ain't got nobody to see.
Come on, Cap.
Packers, easy.
57.
Packers.
All right. Falcons, Seahawks. Falcons, Seahawks. Come on, 57.
Falcons.
My book.
Come on, Cap.
The Falcons.
007.
I like the Seahawks in this game.
Betty says Seahawks. Come on, Reed.
Seahawks.
Reed, who did you take in the Packers and the Bucks?
The Bucks.
I got you.
I chose
Come
the
on, Ben. I got you, babe.
Falcon.
You said Falcon?
Yes.
Come on, Kale.
Falcon.
All right. 49ers, I'm going Falcons. 49ers versus the Broncos. You guys, we got two more left. This one and the last one. Sunday night game and our Monday night game. 49ers versus the Broncos. I will be starting this one. 49ers, it is for me. How about you, Kale? You take it 49ers or the Broncos?
Broncos.
Broncos? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Tang.
49ers.
Reese.
Forty-niners.
Got you. Come on, Betty said 49ers. Come on, Kat.
Oh, 49 is easy.
007.
Broncos.
57.
49.
All right, you guys. For the Monday night game, only game will be on TV, Cowboys versus the Giants. We're playing this game in New York. This game will be played in New York City. Come on, Chang, start us out.
Remember, we need a score. Your winner.
Okay, I'm sorry,
your winner and a score.
And a score. Yes, thank you, best co-host ever.
Cowboys, 27-16.
Okay. Come on, Kale. Follow that up.
The Giants, 17. Cowboys, 14.
Oh, low-scoring game. Okay. So Betty says the Giants. What's your score, Betty? What's your score for the winner? Betty says Giants. What she says? Giants 27-17. 21-17. Mm. Somebody else already did this? Oh, no. Come on, Kat.
Oh, the G-men, the crowd's going to be crazy. They're going to do the whiteout. 27-17, Giants.
Come on, 007.
I'm picking the Giants, 41-7.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Come on, 57.
I'm taking Tang's score, but I'm picking the Giants.
What was Tang's score?
27-16.
27-16.
Okay.
Well, you
can't
have Tang's score.
We're picking different teams, though,
sis.
We're picking
different
teams.
But y'all might have different, the same amount of wins.
Oh, yeah, that's the same amount of points, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. You're right.
So one of y'all got to switch.
Give somebody a safety or something.
Hey, you got to switch, man.
Come on, 57. Give me a score.
24-16.
Gotcha.
That might be our score right there. That's a good score, 57.
I'm going Cowboys.
24-16.
But I'm going 21-20.
Mm.
Come on, Reese. Come on, Reese. You got the last score.
That was the Giants. The score will be 21-14.
You said 21-14?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, guys. I got everybody's scores. Now, listen. I need your $5 payment if you plan on winning the winnings. That means the bag at the end. So I need everybody $5 in. The bet is only $5, you guys. And you guys can cash app it to me, $MAMABOSS, the number 5. You guys, I need the $5 before kickoff tonight. If you don't have the money in by kickoff tonight, you will just be playing for fun, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that either. Kale?
That's right.
Bring
that's
it on
right.
Up.
We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. When we come back, oh, well, you know what?
Yeah,
we ain't gotta do that. Let's just go ahead and talk this Steelers Browns game tonight. And 57, we're gonna give you the word on this one, 57. It's your thing.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Thank you, Kale. I appreciate that. We need Trubisky to take care of this football tonight because our defense is gonna show up. If he can take care of the football tonight, we got a good chance of beating Cleveland.
No turnover.
Okay. Nothing from your coaches? Aggressive play calling?
You know how I feel. The coaches still got to prove some stuff to me. I like our defensive coach because he got us aggressive again like we should be. But I'm still waiting for our offense to step up. And, you know, eventually we got to put the young boy in and let him go ahead and trial by fire. Because right now, Trubisky gonna stink up the joint eventually so bad it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. He's going to be good.
Yeah, I hope not.
He's going to be good
okay.
tonight.
I hope so. I'm with you. I hope so.
There's a guy named Garrett on the other team.
It's your team. You got the last word.
Well, hey, man, I'm just saying thanks for Kale's Corner and thanks for my opinion. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Steelers. And hopefully Poor Host get this he just missed it. They just showed the highlight. He missed it for the day. So hopefully he'll get it soon. So that's all I can say, man. Thank you all very much.
All right, you guys. All right, come on. Well, y'all know how we do. We love y'all so very much. But this is the end of the show. And we love you guys for sticking it out with us for these 2 hours, guys. We love you guys for that. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for doing all of the things that you guys do to make Kale's Corner what it is. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner, on Instagram at Kale's Corner, and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean, and you guys can listen to the show there as well. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting us. Cap. This was your last week at being a winner. I mean, it was, and then I won. So congratulations to me. Thank you. We love you guys, and we see you guys right back here Tuesday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kim?
If you love them, they should already know. Like my daughter knows, Daddy love you, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, y'all have a blessed, safe weekend because y'all know what? We love talking to you, not about you.
Yeah.
All right? Ooh, so everybody, treat everybody right. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with y'all Tuesday at 5 p.m. like Lady T, my co-host, just said. Y'all be good.
Dre told me you the prototype. I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why
not?
Nah. Play something these hoes can buy. Try with, I know they lie. Twister, you told a ride. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not? Give you ice like Kobe Bryant. We sorta like Kobe Bryant. The way we mold them right.
I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not? You want fame, you can take that path. Handle life when you take a bath. You got such a sensational ass. I'ma get you Jimmy Choo and Mark Jacobs back. I could cop a 2003. Make a smile when she sees freeze. I could get you on CDs and DVDs. Take you to BBs and BCBG. I could get you in the place to speak to the people to know what shocking things to get into. I wanna be your lover and your confidant. Never take you from others. Don't ever let a brother pimp you. If you want the side, you can reach a girl. Y'all take a look at her. She got such an astonishing body. I can see her Insta, Gucci, and Robert Cavalli. And now that she gon' put a hurt on them hard in the party. Standing in the midst of 100,000 haters. Dynamite, a C4 strapped around my waist. Bloody tears in my eyes. Hit the switch, making sure every motherfucker in the vicinity blow away and die. My brother, you can't bring harm with bombs. I'm armed with guns. Fuck your obituary. I got all that you carry. Your mother, phenomenon. Cause I'ma come till they put all of us in a cemetery. You did? And you know you kill them in the club we go. You was born to be a pro, how you pose, take a photo. And I love you cause you cook it with the dope bro. Drop it to the flow, let it cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh-oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why
not?
Why don't we play something these hoes can lie? Try with, I know they lie. Twister, you told a ride. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not? Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Cody, right? The way we mold them, right?
I can make you